Okay. Continuing where we left off last night, basically. Okay. Shabbos is Erev Pesach. We discussed all the things that you have to do on Erev Pesach. We also discussed last night, that if you want to rest on Shabbos afternoon for the Seder, you're not allowed to say, I'm going to sleep to be up at the Seder, because then you're preparing from Shabbos for after Shabbos. You can go to sleep and just enjoy the sleep. Your intent can be to be up for the Seder, but you shouldn't say it verbally. Now, it's interesting, in the Hasidic communities, that both nights of Pesach, after davening, they say complete Hallel. In other words, after Shemone Esrei, both nights of Pesach, we say complete Hallel. In the non-Hasidic crowd, they're very adamant against it. Because the Ramah writes that Anu Einoyagin came. We don't have this minig of saying Hallel the night of both nights of Pesach. There's a lot of stories with the Chassidim in the times of the Alter Rebbe that they had a lot of Mesiras Nefesh to say Hallel, because then there weren't too many Hasidic shuls around. There are many non-Hasidic shuls where the Chassidim davened. So many times they would wait until everybody left, and then the Hasidim would say Hallel with the minyan after davening in the shul. And the story that Alter Rebbe was once in such a place, Pesach night, and they made a minyan afterwards, and the shamis of the shul snitched to the people the next day that this is what the Chassidim did. And it became a whole fight in the shul. How are you doing? You're breaking custom. We don't say it. Why are you doing it? And the Alter Rebbe said, they didn't know he was Alter Rebbe. The Chassidim knew, but the other people didn't know he was Alter Rebbe. And he said, let me ask you a question. Were you there when the Ramah wrote what he said, that we don't have such a minig? You weren't there. He says, maybe what the Ramah wrote, because the Machaber says, Beisasa writes, you do say hello. The Ramah writes, we don't say hello. So he said, maybe when the Ramah wrote it, what he really meant to say is, it's sad that we don't have such a custom. That they haven't, so now the Rebbe quieted down the place. But Chassidim had a lot of Mesiras Nefesh saying Hallel both nights of Pesach.
What's wrong with saying
Hallel?
It's praising the
God. Yeah, they had customs. Custom is custom. Tradition, you know, that's what it is. Okay, now, the night of the Seder, again, we went through it a lot last night on the Zoom class. But just to mention a few more things and reasons for some of the things that we didn't have a chance to mention last night. Okay, so you set up the Seder plate, and like we said last night, according to the Arizal, the three matzahs are at the bottom, there's a tray at the bottom, a kaida, just a round plate tray that you put the matzahs on with a separation of a cloth between each matzah. Then you cover the matzahs with something waterproof, and then you put the things of the Seder plate directly on top of the matzahs. The kaida directly on top of the matzahs. Because then you have the six things of the Seder plate. The Arizal Seder plate is very unique. Everybody in the world does the Arizal Seder plate, but it's only about Kabbalah. The Ramah had a different Seder plate. They show it, a lot of the Agadah show pictures of each of the Gedalim's different order of Seder plates. The universally accepted Seder plate, you know, Zoraya, Beitz, Marad, Chareses, Karpas, Marad, that's the Arizal. Because it corresponds with the six Viris, right, left, center, Chesed, Gvur, Tefes, Netzachet, Yisayt. The plate trayed at the bottom of the matzah is Malchus, and the three matzahs is Chochmah, Bina, and Das. So you have all ten levels. Now, Stam, it's interesting to mention that, okay, you have the Seder plate. By the way, it takes up a lot less space on the table. When you have the Seder plate directly on top of the matzahs, instead of having two things, you have one thing. Okay, so now the question is, where do you put the Kiddush cup? On the right of the Kaida or on the left of the Kaida? I mean, not that it's not a big difference.
That's if you're right-handed or left-handed.
No, but the Rebbe used to put his becher on the right side of the kaida. That means the kaida was here, and he would have the Kiddush cup here, not on the left side, on the right side. Okay? Okay, so we mentioned about Kiddush. This year, the first night of Kiddush is Yak Nahaz. Now, when you do Yak Nahaz, because again, you're going from Shabbos to Yom Tov, so you have to make. In the Amidah, we say Vatoy Dienu, which is like Ato Chanantano, do we say on a regular Saturday night. But then you need to make Havdalah over a cup of wine. So we don't make Kiddush one cup, Havdalah of another cup. We put it both together. So we make Yak Nahaz, it's called Yayin. So the first thing you say in the Kiddush is very Priyag Ofen. Then you make the Baruch of Kiddush, Yak Kiddush. And then Ned, you make a Beri Meresh because it's Saturday night. Now there's a lot of different customs. What do you do? Normally during the regular Saturday, you look at the candles with the, and you make, try to have a wick, a torch, 2 wicks, you know. For us, the custom is we don't touch the licht, we don't touch the candles. When you say the bracha beirim el eish, you just look at them. You don't go with the hand like this, you just look at the candles, and you say the bracha beirim el eish. Then you say the bracha of havdalah, ma'avdu bin kodesh l'kuchol, bin elocheshus, and you finish the bracha bracha to Hashem, ha'mavdu bin kodesh l'kodesh, because you're going from Shabbos to Yom Tov, you're not going from Shabbos to the week. I said, ma'avdu bin kodesh l'kodesh. And I said, at the beginning you said, ma'avdu bin kodesh l'kodesh, bin elocheshus, but the bracha ends, baruch ato Hashem, ma'avdu bin kodesh l'kodesh. Because there's still havdalah between Shabbos and Yom Tov, because Shabbos is holier than Yom Tov. Like we're learning, Shabbos is Chochma, Yom Tov is Bina. So Shabbos is holier, so it's still, there's a lot of things that you're not allowed to do, and Shabbos you could do on Yom Tov. So Shabbos is holier. So therefore you say, Amavdu bin Kodesh, the Kodesh, but there's still a separation between the two levels of holiness. Then you lean back and you recline. Now, children in the presence of the parents, Halacha says, recline. They do recline. Why? Even though they need to have fear and awe of the parents, but we assume that the parents, let them do it. Even though it's brought down in Halacha, it's better for the children to ask the parents permission, can I recline? That's better to halachically to do. Students in front of a Rebbe, they don't recline. They don't recline unless if the Rebbe gives them permission to recline. What? I said, that's a shechion. I mean, they said that.
Just a question. You mentioned about putting the items right on the platform. Is the plate considered a separation? Somehow the plate that has the...
No, it's not, because it's still together, one on top of the next. It's not called a separation, no.
People that use the plate is okay.
Yeah, as long as you don't break the matzah. No, now they make already matzah things that you have three divisions for the three matzahs, and then you have a place to put the kite on top of it. Yeah, that's... Okay, so... what was I just saying? Before we said about... Okay, anyway, so students in the presence of the Rebbe don't recline unless if the Rebbe gives them permission to recline, and then they have to recline. The Rebbes are not obligated to give their students permission to recline. In fact, one of the reasons why it says, the story of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, that they're mesubim b'nei Brak, they're all reclining in b'nei Brak. Why does it say B'nai Brak? Who cares where the word? So the Rebbe writes, the Mepharshim writes different reasons why it says B'nai Brak. One of the reasons why it says B'nai Brak, because Rabbi Kiva was the chief rabbi of B'nai Brak. But Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon were students of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Ma'aseh Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, they were the rabbis, and Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon were the students. So it explains, by saying the city of Bnei Brak, it explains why they were mesubim, why they reclined. Because even though there were students in the presence of the rabbis, but because Rabbi Kiva was the rabbi of the city, they gave permission for them to recline. So that's what the God is telling us, they're mesubim Bnei Brak, that they had permission from the rabbis to recline.
Is today's Bnei Brak same location as the
Probably. Yeah, imagine. So why should it change? Okay. Then you wash for the karpas. Now, we mentioned very briefly yesterday. Why do you wash for karpas? Because in Shulchan Aruch there's a din a whole year that any time you dip something in liquid, you have to wash on it. Which means, technically, according to many opinions, if I wash an apple is wet, I would have to wash for it like hamaytzi. And there are opinions today you even make a bracha. Until you die. Other opinions say no. Okay? But that means if somebody has a cup of coffee and they take a cookie, a tea biscuit, and they stick it into the coffee like many people do, according to many opinions, you have to wash in that cookie because you dunk it into coffee, and then you'd have to make, according to many opinions, you'd even have to make anitil shidai.
It's not water.
It's still coffee is water.
You wash the cookies?
No, you put the cookie into the coffee or tea.
You wash your hand.
So there are opinions, you have to wash for like bread.
For the cookie.
But, so it says like this, even people that are not careful in it during the year, people that are not careful, the night of Pesach, we do it anyway. Why do we do it anyway? That the kids should ask, what's manishtana? You know, you're saying, the kids, he's making kiddush, normally you go wash for bread, for challah during the year. The kid does. You're not taking matzah. You're washing, and all of a sudden you're eating karpas dipped into salt water. That's why you have to wash, because you're dipping karpas in salt water. So therefore, it causes the kid to ask, manishtana laylaza. So even if somebody is not careful in it during the year, the din is you're supposed to do it the night of the Seder, and because everything has its reason. In fact, the Maril, which is all the way back, writes, there isn't a thing in the Seder that doesn't have utmost importance. Even things that seem to be trivial in the Seder, there is nothing trivial throughout the entire Seder. Everything is super holy. Everything has a deep meaning. I mean, everything of the Seder has a deep meaning. And in fact, it's brought down from the Rabbeim. In fact, the Rebbe used to do it. The Rebbe Rashab used to look in. Before they did anything, they would look into the Siddur or the Haggadah, see what needs to be done, and then they would do it. Even though they did this for 50, 60 years, everybody knows what to do. Nevertheless, they would look into the Haggadah and see what you're supposed to do with karpas, yeah? What do you do? Dip it in there? They would look into it. And Rebbe used to say it out loud. The only time he did a few in front, in the beforehand, was by Meitzi Matzah, because we tried not to talk until Meitzi Matzah, until after Kedach. So the Rebbe would say, by the Seder, the Rebbe would say what you do for Meitzi Matzah, what you do for Mar, what you do for Kedach. You tell, these are scholars sitting at the table, but it says you look in the Seder, and then you see what to say.
Well,
yes?
What was the thing that you said that we don't normally do during the year, but you said that's not with vegetables, you said
it
was bread or cookies or something like that.
No. Anything dipped into liquid, no matter what it is, it could be cookies, it could be not bread, but you have to wash anyway. Fruit, vegetables.
For tumah purposes.
Yeah. Yeah.
We wash, but we don't say bracha.
We don't say bracha. Because according to many opinions, you don't.
Right.
Okay. So why don't we make a bracha? Because there's a rule, Safik brachas lahakel. When there's a doubt of brachas, you're lenient. In fact, the Vilna Gaon Taka held you make a bracha by karpas. He used to make a bracha.
Oh.
But most opinions don't agree with that.
If you make a mistake on the bracha on the karpas, it's not a big deal.
You do. It's not for now. There's a whole thing from the Rebbe that if somebody by mistake made al netil shidayim and karpas, you have to go eat Meitzi Matzah. And the whole change of the whole Seder. Okay. Machat Shinus, the Meitzi Matzah, 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 the Meitzi Matzah,